Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents Preps Football Training Camp Coverage on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Bruce Dick.
Welcome on this Wednesday morning. We are in the Elo Fiber studio, and this is high school football training camp coverage. We are doing 15 teams in 15 days, and it is brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. Also, we have with us this Wednesday the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, coming off a playoff season. Some changes being made over at Fossil Ridge, but that sponsorship today, we want to thank Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care. Amco, not just transmission repair and rebuilds. Check them out for your air conditioning service, battery repair and replacement, courtesy check, and tune-ups. You can get your alignment taken care of and your brake inspection. They are so highly accredited by the Better Business Bureau at Loveland. Give them a call at 970-667-3006 and at Fort Collins at 970-226-4477, right there on Mason Street, Fort Collins people, 3737 Mason Street. And Chris Tedford, the first-year head coach of the Sabercats, veteran head coach, did a tremendous job at Thompson Valley building a program, was once an assistant at Fossil Ridge, makes the journey back, and I know everybody's excited to have him back. And Coach, first of all, welcome. We're going to introduce a couple of your players here in a minute, but thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Glad to talk Fossil Ridge football. It's going to have a lot of fun today.
Well, I'll tell you what. You were able to start practice. And let's introduce Marcus Mosier, wide receiver for the Sabercats. Wes Stefanski, tight end. So you guys you want Coach to throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. Wide receiver and tight end. Let's just go right to it and air it out, because that's what wide receivers and tight ends do. Although the tight end has to be a pretty good blocker as well. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Definitely get my practice reps in there.
All right, Wes and Marcus, first day of practice today, or Monday rather. Tell us, how was it?
It was good to be back in the field for sure after a little week off, but definitely a little rust that we got to figure some stuff out. But
yeah.
Overall, good.
Yeah, definitely. We got into it a little slow, you know. We had a lightning delay, and so got into it slow and kind of had to pick up the pace that wasn't there after the week off, but we got into it eventually.
And Coach, I know as a former AD, I usually tried to walk away from my trainer when I thought, oh, no, there's clouds over there. So the trainer would be at one end of the field, and I'd make sure I was at the other end, hoping that we just wouldn't have that lightning delay. But things are a little more strict now.
Exactly.
And there's those certain rules we have to follow, but your first day of practice was Monday. How was it?
You know, I thought it went pretty good. You always expect to have some of those bumps in the road. And you know, we have the lightning delay and stuff like that. We faced that during pad camp and everything. And so I just keep telling the kids is that, hey, we have those. We're just getting lessons in adversity as we go through these first couple of days. And so, yeah, the first day never goes as smooth as you want to. I think every coach in America will tell you that. You want to go smooth in this to go there, but you have those bumps to work through. But overall, I think we did some things really well. Things we just want to work on, things we want to get better. But I think as the coach, you know, there's new coaches as long with new players, and so just learning those routines and getting back in the groove a little bit is going to take a couple of days. But I think as far as that, just jumping off spot, I'm really pleased where we're at.
And Coach, you replaced Jeff Fulton, who was at Fossil Ridge a few years and actually, you know, made some great improvements with the program. Uh-huh. You guys were in the playoffs last year, had some big wins. I'm going to go right back to the opening win last year over Loveland High School. What a great game. That may have gone down last year as one of the best high school football games in the state. People may not remember it because it was opening week. What was it, 35-34, something like that?
35-34. Actually, what's interesting is, you know, from my connections with Thompson School District, you know, I ended up going in the second half of that game and certainly watching the back half.
And little did you know.
Yeah, I had no idea. You know, just my kids, just kind of the background, my kids are going to go to school there. So, you know, Jeff had put together that little kids camp and given all the kids, you know, tickets to the game. So my kids were all excited to go to the game and do stuff like that. So we get finished practices late game. I went up there and watched it. And an exciting finish in terms of, you're correct, that was a back-and-forth football game, and it really came down to who was going to have the ball last. And it was Foster Ridge on a big play there. So, yeah, great call for the, you know, there to score it at the end. But that was a lot of fun to kind of sit in the stands. You know, I don't get to do that much as a football coach, to sit in the stands and really watch and be with
right.
the kids. So that was a fun experience, and to see a good game that way. And also, too, just to, selfishly, I was glad to see Loveland get beat. You know, those guys have been my nemesis for a long time, and just the fact to see them get beat was pretty satisfying on top of that.
Well, Coach, and let's talk about your history. I know you were an assistant at Fossil. Which school down south were you an assistant as well?
Yeah, you know, I moved here from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was at Jinx High School for a long time, since 2003. I'm actually an alumni of Jinx High School. I actually went to school there.
Okay.
And that's the connection. I didn't start coaching football right away. I actually was in private business for a long time. After I graduated college, I had family insurance business, did that. But I had connections to the school, and Coach Trimble, legendary coach there in Oklahoma. A lot of people don't really know the name up here in Colorado, but legendary coach. He's in the National Hall of Fame, Oklahoma Hall of Fame, stuff like that. And so he was actually on staff with me when I was in high school. So I knew him. So he found me one day coaching some little league football, and he said, "Hey, I need some help at the freshman level. Would you be interested in doing it?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I'd love to." So I ended up, that was my connection and getting in, and just fell in love with it, and just kind of worked my way up. And then you know, found a time to I said, "Hey, I'm going to get out of the business world and get an education and be a full-time coach." And so grew up there. Brian Tinker, me and Brian Tinker were on the same staff, the junior high staff at Jinx at one point in time. Well, in 2014, he got the head coach job up here at Foster Ridge.
Right.
And he'd been calling me for a long time, probably 4 or 5 years. "Hey, coach, you need to come coach to me," wherever he was at. And so finally, the timing was just right, to be honest with you. He hit me at the right spot and said, "Come up here and be my office coordinator." And so I had young kids at the time. They weren't in school. And I just recognize this is an opportunity that if it come, this opportunity ain't never going to come again. And so I better jump on it. And so I did. I moved the family up here and coached 3 years at Fossil Ridge. Had a good run there. You know, that program, if you look at the history of the program, it's been up and down. They've had good seasons in the past. You know, 9-3 was a good season. That's been their best season, I think, since 2008. I think Coach Fick, early on in the career, had another 9-3 season. We went to the playoffs. But and it really up and down. But during my tenure, we went 17-13 during that time frame. We made two playoffs appearance. In fact, Jeff's playoffs appearance, I think a year or two ago, was the second time they made the playoffs in 5A, because we'd made it a couple times and hadn't been able to get that win. So love it. You know, there's a little bit of history with Coach Tinker in terms of, you know, him being able to stay. You know, he got fired after the second year, and I stayed on with Coach Bigelow. And then ended up joining Coach Tinker again at Rock Canyon for a year, and finally I couldn't make that drive down to
that gets and that gets tougher, that drive every year, Coach. You know, from Fort Collins to the Highland Ranch area. I made it several years, from Littleton to Fort Collins when I was at Rocky Mountain, and it just keeps getting worse every year as well. But that shows me a lot of your dedication to coaching. And for people to change occupations, they have to have a passion and love. And you've been successful wherever you have been. Yes. And how now is it to get somewhat back home to Fossil Ridge?
You know, I love it. You know, like I said, back home, I ride my bicycle. Like this morning, I rode my bicycle. I live 2 miles from the school. I rode my bicycle to workouts and stuff. And, you know, my kids are going to go to school there. So it's awesome. I'm back home. I'm back in the place I want to be. I'm back in the place where I really moved my family to coach. I'm excited for the opportunity. A little nervous, you know, in terms of being the head coach and just the expectations. I think now the job's a little bit different than what it was when I came here in 14. There's a little bit more expectations on the programs, the more expectations to win. And, you know, So that provides a little extra pressure that I haven't been used to in the past. And I'm embracing it, because that pressure is going to be good in terms of pushing the program forward. I think that's the biggest thing, is to be able to capitalize on the success that they've had in the last couple of years and the kind of the momentum coming out of last year's season, to be able to build on that and push the program forward into not only just having the 9-3 seasons just like the last year, but that consistency over the next couple of years, next several years.
And Marcus, I'm going to go right to you. You know, official practice just started Monday. What subtle changes have you seen with your coaching staffs?
Oh, definitely the intensity. The intensity in practice is a lot different this year. We're out there getting after it a lot more than we did last year. A lot more kids having to put more work in than I feel like we have in the past.
And Wes, can you add to that?
Yeah, I'd say between last year and this year, there's a lot more opportunities for kids as well. We're getting like a lot more. I feel like our practices are running a lot smoother and stuff, and we're just getting through everything a lot quicker, and like we're being able to run more plays when we run our team, and we have more time for individual stuff like wide receivers, quarterbacks, stuff like that. So, and overall, it just feels a lot better of a practice.
Well, that's outstanding. Coach, assistant coaches, are there any carryovers from last year's staff that were with Jeff?
Yes, sir. I had three or four guys that stuck around. Offensive line coach, defensive line coach, a couple of the younger guys coach stuck around. And then I had, you know, I was able to bring a couple guys, actually one staff member with me from Thompson Valley. I wanted to bring more, but the opportunity wasn't there. And those guys actually, you know, had some opportunity to stay on and have bigger roles at Thompson, which I really feel proud, you know, proud for them. It's good for them. And then another guy or two that I've actually coached with before is come. He was Ryan Puran. He's with me. Passing game coordinator, wide receiver guy. He was with me at Thompson. He was at Timothy and come and join me. And that's been good having those guys. And believe it or not, there's coaches there that would have been there from my first tenure. Coach Vance LaForte's been there for a long time, long fixture on the staff been there. So he's returned. And then Jonah, his son, is now part of the staff and actually works in the building, helps out to younger guys. And then a former player, Griffin Roberts. He's our quarterback coach right now, helps with some of the younger groups.
Sure, and outstanding player high school-wise.
Exactly. So he was my quarterback the last time I was there. So it's really fun to see it come full circle and to see those guys, to be able to have him as a coach as well, and as a player. And then what's the benefit of that is he also knows me and kind of knows kind of the routines and stuff and what's kind of a little bit expected from us.
You are listening to High School Football Training Camp coverage, 1310 KFKA, 103.1 FM. This is brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. They don't have to prove that they are the best. They are the best. Give them a chance, and we thank them, Pro Design Countertops. Also, hey, rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Building by Design comes in. Get a hold of our friends out in Brush, Colorado at buildingsbydesign.com and check out some of the great projects they've completed on Facebook. Hey, we're going to be back with Coach Tedford, Marcus, and Wes after these messages. Welcome back to the High School Football Training Camp coverage. We are fortunate to have on this Wednesday the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. You know, one of the better mascots as well. You know, I'm not going to talk mascots, you know, because I have connections with the Lampkins. But, you know, Sabercats, when that school was built, I thought, that's a good one. You know, that's not bad at all. But, hey, let's thank CRP 4x4, too, for their sponsorship. If you need that tow hitch on your vehicle to haul that boat or camper around this summer, and there's plenty of summer left, we hope there's plenty of summer left, visit CRP at crp4x4.com. And Coach, how's that transition been for you? You got the job, you know, fairly early to help prepare your team during the summer and things like that. So just tell us about that transition from Thompson Valley to guide the Sabercats.
You know, it's gone pretty quick. Overall, it's gone well. You know, I got the job late in May, you know, and so that was really tough to be able to. There's some things I would have liked to have done if I had got the job sooner to be able to get in the building and meet the kids. I think the hardest part in any transition, I think any coach will tell you, is the building the relationships. You know, coaching's relationship based. It's just building those relationships, getting to know the kids, and that's been hard. And then trying to honor the schedules that were there, so it's kind of get that smooth transition. But I think overall it's gone pretty good. I've got we had a great summer in terms of kids in the weight room and getting guys in there. It's a big part of what I want to build. That off-season piece is very, very, very important to me and going forward. So, you know, that we've got that kind of in place. It's not exactly like I want. It's going to take time, to get that done. All those transitions take some time. But I think overall with coming out of pad camp, a week and a half ago, and now getting into the season, I think overall the transition's gone pretty smooth. It's not been perfect, I'd be naive to think maybe that it would have been perfect. We've had her bump the road. I probably think the biggest challenge for me during the transition was building a staff, is getting guys in that I know, because it was coming in late May. A lot of dudes had jobs, guys I targeted to go get. We're like, hey, sorry, coach, I got a gig. We're already started summer and do stuff like that. I'll talk to you next year and stuff. It's like, well, I need you now. So, but I was able to get, I think, a pretty good staff put together. And then the holdovers, the guy we talked about, those holdovers before, really helped that transition because they had relationships with staff. And there's been a couple of guys that I've reached out to and said, hey, help me with this kid. I've got questions about this kid. He's driving me nuts, but should I be okay with it? Stuff like that. And they've kind of taught me off the ledge a few times. And I think that's been helpful, that they're having the holdovers and guys that had the relationships. So we kind of make that bridge from one staff to the next.
Marcus, let's start with you. Tell us about your summer weight program, number of guys involved, and just how important that is for your football program.
Oh, it's really important, just because you get to make relationships with your teammates throughout the summer, because we get to do a little football stuff out there, get moving, get in conditioning. Then we also get to get in the weight room, which helps a lot in football, because if you have the stronger team, it will help a lot pushing guys around on the line, for sure.
And Wes, did you guys go to a team camp outside of the city, or were most of your workouts at Fossil Ridge's campus?
So most of our workouts were at Fossil early in the morning. We did a couple of 7-on-7 camps.
Sure.
We did one at CSU and then one at UNC here in Greeley. And those were, I mean, even with the transition, coach coming in late, we still made it work there because most of us players were played together for past 3 or 4 years, and so we had a lot of connections between that, and so coaches came in and we really adapted to them very well, and we produced some pretty good stuff early on.
And coach, both UNC and CSU, boy, they've had pretty good outreach. I know I've witnessed the camp on UNC's campus and get a ton of teams involved, but how was that, and were you able to get better connections, relationships with kids, and you're probably to the point at one time saying, okay, I know all the names, but I need to get to know them better relationship-wise.
You know, exactly. You know, to be honest with you, the CSU one was tough because it came like the first week of June. And so we were out there play cards still. You know, we had the plays on the cards. You know, the kids really hadn't learned anything yet. And we played one defense, and we since kind of changed that defense. We got away from it because the stuff wasn't good. So we really weren't in a good situation to be competitive, but we made the best of it. I was so jealous of some of the other programs because they're out there giving hand signals, changing plays, line scrimmage, you know, stuff that we didn't have in yet. And I was like, God, you know, what are we going to do? And then the running joke between me and some of the staff members when we got to UNC is like, hey, we're bringing, you know, 18 dudes and to this deal. And now I know 18 names along with it. You know, I got everybody's names, but that went well. I thought we competed a lot better at that event. You could definitely tell the growth of the kids in terms of they knew it better and they did some things. You know, that both those events didn't really go as good for us. And some of those 7-on-7 competitions, I'm not a huge fan of because it's not true football. You know, I want to run game guy. I want to run the football a little bit.
It's like 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there's a few times I remember at CSU, I was so frustrated because we had the ball like at the 1-yard line, trying to call a pass play, and it was tough, and I was like, you know, dadgummit, I want to go 22 personnel and just run power right down the throat, you know. But you can't do that at 7-on-7. But the good events, I think the kids really competed well. I think that's one thing to really compliment the kids is throughout the whole thing, they've had a great attitude, and they've worked hard. They've done everything we've asked them to do. And like we had a scrimmage a couple weeks ago to end our summer. We do a summer camp together, then we finish it with a scrimmage with Douglas County, which is Eric Rice, the former Fort Collins guy. He's down there at Douglas County. County. Good connections there.
Former student, Coach.
Oh, no
of
way.
Mine. Yes, sir.
That's
Eric
awesome.
Rice, Coach Rice.
That's awesome.
So we had him at Green Mountain High School.
That's crazy. So anyway, so he comes up and we scrimmaged. And to be honest with you, I thought that was the biggest takeaway. We had a lot of success against them. And then, but the how hard the kids are working. A lot of scheme stuff that you can still watch on video that we're not very good at yet. But as far as like, you know, the kids hustling, getting around they want to, and the effort they want to do, there's stuff that you really hope you don't have to coach. It's there. You know what I'm saying? Now we get to coach, we can sit back and coach the X's and O's and really get better at some of our schemes. And then again, I think just that'll just launch us forward into the season.
Coach, have you set your quarterback going into the year, or is it still up for competition?
Still up for competition. I think that's, to be honest with you, you know, we got a great quarterback they have to replace in Tyler Kubat. You can go back and watch the video, and he did a lot of great things. Receiving core that they had last year, a couple of guys, I don't know all their names, but you know, number
well,
six.
Trek Keyworth was one
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Dom Leone.
Dom Leone, you know, those, and Mac yeah. Bustede.
Right.
Yeah. And these guys, Marcus and Wes, can attest to
good those. Athletes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Really good.
Just freak athletes.
And how? What did you learn from last year's graduating class? You guys, last year's underclassmen, you know, you saw these guys perform. I know Trek. I know his work ethic, you know, just his character. What did you learn from those seniors last year?
Well, at the receiver standpoint, I learned a lot from those guys, like how to run a route better. They're teaching me how to get off of a release of when the defender's pressing you. Helped me out a lot in that, just at my position. And like you said, Trek, too, with his work ethic, just his attitude coming every day, that helped a lot just to teach me how to lead as I'm become the older player.
And Wes, you have to block and receive. What did you learn last year?
I learned a lot, just like smaller mechanics, like stuff that like I didn't think about, like just like some of the way like they would like lean into like the receiver or to the DB that was guarding them and stuff, like just trying to create that extra separation, just trying to gain that extra ground so you can kind of just project yourself out there more and like get open, get like that extra half a step just so that quarterback has more room to put it in front of you, and kind of just stuff like smaller stuff that you wouldn't expect to learn.
And what subtle changes have you seen in philosophy from the coaching staffs? I know you have some carryover coaches as well. I'm sure that's helped. But what changes technique-wise? Anything that stands out?
At the receiver standpoint, not a whole lot of change. Kind of working on the same stuff that we'd worked on last year. We have a lot of the same concepts that we did last year, so just trying to perfect those.
Yes?
Yeah, just fine-tuning those stuff we learned last year from old coaches, just different ways of running routes and different ways of that they like their routes to be ran. So it's just kind of like fine-tuning to the new coaching staff.
Outstanding. Hey, we're going to take another break here. First, let's thank Quality Well and Pump. Don't have to tell all you farmers how important water is. Get the most out of that water. Visit our friends at Quality Well and Pump. They are Colorado's only full-service irrigation company, QualityWellandPump.com. We'll be back with the Sabercats after this. Welcome back to our prep football training camp. It's great to have our Fossil Ridge Sabercats here today. Want to talk to you guys a little bit about your schedule, and we're going to talk about your opener first. But, Coach, you're very familiar with those Red Wolves over there. I'm going to call them Indians probably before the conversation's over. But the Loveland Red Wolves, a powerhouse in 4A football.
Yes, sir, they are. That's quality program over there. Those guys have been winning a lot of football for the last several years. I want to say what they've been in at least three state championships. They've won, I think, the 18 state championship game. And so Coach Jeffries over there does a great job at that program and developing kids year in and year out. I think, you know, there's some things that I tip my hat to them, because they run a very unique offense with the double wing stuff, and they keep it pretty simple. There's a lot of people that have played them over and over and over again that you can sit there and say, you can call their play. You know what play they're going to run, something like that. But they get really good at that, at their play. And so, to be honest with you, some of those ideas and from playing them and doing things, I stole from ourselves. I said, you know what? Hey, we don't have to have 10,000 different schemes. We need three, four that we can get really, really good at. And so that all that's influenced from the time that I've been around and watched Love and play and kind of just, be honest with you, a little tip of my cap to say, hey, you know, you guys do some things very well, and I want to emulate that.
And Loveland, they do. They run the ball. They pound the ball. We've had Coach Jeffries on a couple times, and the question always is, you know, hey, are we going to open it up a little? You had Garrett Harstead last year, pretty good quarterback. Yeah, we're probably going to throw it more. And I look at their first game, and it's pound the football. But when Harstead would pass, it was usually for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, they're good at it, man. They're going to pound you. And you know, and they're going to get your secondary up to support the run and then throw the ball right over top of you. You know, kind of catch you sleeping. Like I said, they do a good job at it. You know, defensively, he runs a 3-3 stack, cover three, cover one, and you know they're really aggressive and they fly all over the place. So, going to be a tough opponent. You know, I know they have some quality kids that graduated from last year's team, and that they're going to be working and trying to replace those guys. But what I've learned through my success for my years of football is when you have a team that's been successful as consistent as they are, that they'll be able to reload fairly well. They still have good players in there, and what you don't want to discount is the fact that they've had deep runs in the playoffs, and so they get extra practices when you get four or five different extra practices every year, more than the other teams has, because you're making those deep runs, and those JV guys are getting a lot of extra reps as well too. So that's a quality opponent. It's going to be a great home opener. We're going to go right back down there to Ray Patterson Stadium for that game. It's going to be my old stomping grounds. So I'm really looking forward to it. And, right now, you know, they make me nervous. The biggest thing for me is I want to win the football game. That's going to be my opener at Fossil Ridge. So I think it's important for me to go try to win and do a good job.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like being nervous about your first game, the first 2 days of practice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so totally understand that. Marcus, rivalries. You don't play in the city of Fort Collins without having three built-in rivalries. Now, your schedule, that's three of your last four games, I believe, this year. But what is it like? And you get to play at Canvas Stadium as well. That's just such a great night. But what makes the rivalries in Fort Collins so special? I try to explain to people, you know, there's nothing like a Friday night game and playing a rivalry. But what brings those rivalries to that specialty?
Oh, it's awesome for sure. Especially you get that feeling on a Friday night. But I think what also makes it so special is because all of the schools are pretty close, so a bunch of fans are able to come. The home and visitor stands are full, and so they make a lot of noise, which makes it a lot of fun.
And you guys open up with the Lampkins. Not open up, but your first rivalry game. And I know Coach is going to be telling you all season long, you cannot look ahead. You take it one game at a time, and it's pounded down you with your head coach, with your assistant coaches. I'm a coach, too, and I have players, too, and it drives me crazy because I'll hear the talk, hey, 3 weeks from now, we got the Sabercats. You know, you're saying 3 weeks from now, we have the Lampkins. Is there one rivalry bigger than the other, Wes?
I don't think so. I mean, it kind of depends, like, personal players. Like, I know a bunch of kids I used to play football with at Pooter. The first time I ever put pads on were – bunch of kids from Pooter, and so for me it's like just like trying to beat like my friends and stuff and like just people I grew up with, and so for me I'd probably say some different school, probably Pooter for me, more of just like the kind of like the friendship that made and went separate ways in high school, and so now I just want to go beat down on them. So,
and have you guys been in Fort Collins Pooter school district your entire where did you go? Yes. To middle school,
I went to Lesher Middle School.
Lesher?
So I went to school with all the Fort Collins kids.
Man, you know, my blood pressure's starting to rise a little right now, Coach.
You know? I think that's what makes the rivalry special is because the kids all know each other. They went to school with each other, stuff like that. It's such a close community in Fort Collins that you're going to know guys. For me growing up, I didn't want to know who my opponents were. I didn't want to hang out with those guys because that's the enemy over there. But today's world's a little bit different. And Fort Collins is a neat little place. It's a good little community. So these guys, they do. So they'll I think that that adds that little flavor to it that I've got bragging rights over my buddy for the next year if I can win this football game.
And Wes, where'd you attend middle school?
I was at Preston.
Preston,
so
a normal, the normal transition, you know, from middle school to Fossil Ridge. You know, unlike your wide receiver friend sitting right next to you here, but you know, we're gonna have a chat afterwards because at your size, oh boy,
I got some big guys. You know, that's the thing that's I'm blessed to be here at Fossil Ridge is just the kids and how big they are, and I'm looking up to everybody. You know, and I, you know, coming to Colorado, I've never coached kids that were so long, that length, you know, in terms of height and stuff like that. You know, Oklahoma, we's all squatty bodies. You know, those guys are 5'10", 5'11". You know, they're as wide as they are tall. But here we got the – I've been blessed. I've coached three – actually now with age, I've coached three guys now that have been over 6'6", 6'7",
yeah,
to play. And it's just amazing. And just, you know, God's giving you a big talent. Every one of those guys have gone on to play college football. So I'm blessed to be around these guys and be around some really good talent. And both these guys have done a really good job in camp, especially Wes. He was making the transition from quarterback to tight end. Really proud of the progress he's made with you know, being blocked and do things. And that's something I want to do a little bit more, play to tight end more and be able to run the football. That's probably a little bit different than these guys. And, you know, Marcus has done some good things. He's carrying over from last year. I think we threw a couple passes to him. And I remember thinking during the scrimmage, I think, oh, no, don't throw the football. You're forcing it there. And he gets up and just grabs it away from those guys. And it's like, then it's one of those no moments. Yes. So, you know, so he's got definitely a very special skill set. And what's challenging me probably more than anything now in my career, at this point in my career with these kids, is I've got players now that I've got to think about, how do I get them the football? You know, it's not just all about the scheme. It's like, I've got to find a play for Marcus. Hey, we've got to find a way to get Marcus the football. We've got to find a way to get Wes the football. And then Colton Pollock, how do we get him the football? And some of those other players on the team. And that's a high-quality problem, you know, have to face that. And that's good for me in my career.
And talk about Colton a little bit. 17 touchdowns last year.
No, great player. I had a lot of fun in the interview. I have to tell a story because in the interview, one of the things I wanted to highlight is I coached Andrew Sprayberry, Brandon Sprayberry. He was the school's leading rusher at the time. He ran for 1,265 yards in 2014, which is the most yards for anybody in school history at the time. So I wanted to highlight that. So I said that in the deal, but Colton had went 1,272, so we beat him by 7 yards. And so I said, well, my guy's number two, because Colton passed. But I had to give a little gig in there because I said, hey, my guy did it in 10 games and your guys did it in 12. So my guy has yards per carry per game.
There you go, average,
yeah,
man.
He's better.
Absolutely.
But Colton was actually in the interview. So everybody starts looking down the deal, starts looking at him, starts laughing, and I didn't know him. They introduced him before the deal, so I was like, is that you? He said, yeah. And I asked him, he said, did you know that? He said he didn't until that moment. So that was, I think, a really fun moment in the interview. So maybe, I don't know if it got me the job, but that was fun. But Colton's a special player. You know, he plays lacrosse as well as he does plays football. And so I haven't seen – we had to split time with him during the spring, but just the time that I've been around him and just his talent, his speed, you know, you can see that on tape and what he can do, a special player kind of. And so I'm looking forward to being able to involve him in the offense and trying to find ways to get him the ball. But I think what's really cool, it's what we saw against in the Douglas County scrimmage more than anything else. It's not all about one player. I've got three or four guys that make plays. I think I have four or five wide receivers make big plays. I had Jacob Toshkoff, the other running back. He ripped off, I think he went 7 carries for like 74 yards or something like that in that scrimmage. So really good outing. And so that gets me excited as a coach. It's not all about one player. I've got three or four guys that we can get the ball to and we can spread it out.
That's absolutely fantastic. Hey, you are listening to High School Football Training Camp coverage brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. It's Fossil Ridge Day, and we want to thank AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland for their sponsorship for today's program. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with the Sabercats, Coach Tedford, Marcus, and Wes after this. Welcome back on this Wednesday morning. This is High School Football Training Camp, brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. How about countertops? Okay, I don't know what a countertap is, but I know Pro Design has really good countertops. So the SaberCats, Coach Tedford. Hey, I was looking at your stats last year. Well, they weren't your stats, but the SaberCats stats, and you know, passing wise, about 2,750-ish, and then rushing 2,335. I mean, pretty balanced. Is that something you'll look for, or strength of players, strength of system?
No, good question. You know, that great balance for them last year for their productivity. I'd like to be the same way. I think overall, philosophy-wise, offensively, it's not going to be that much difference in the product. In terms of, I'm a spread offense guy. I want to run the inside zone. We run a little one-back power. You know, run a lot of zone beaters in our pass game. So I don't think you'll see a ton different there, just in the base philosophy. I'd like to be I do want to run the ball a little bit more, be more intentional about running the ball. You know, last year they ran into the issue with the quarterback being hurt, and that
right Tyler Kubak, mm-hmm. Big injury last year, missed a lot of games.
Yeah, and so then they brought in Colton to play quarterback, and it's a lot of wild cards. So a lot of their rushing was Colton from the quarterback position. I'm not a big quarterback run game guy. You know, just that's just not my bag. So we kind of my default setting. So I think overall offensively that balance they had last year, I'd like to continue that same balance. You want to make sure that you'll probably see out of me more so than you saw the staff from last year and previous guys. You'll see me more in some two back sets. I'll be intentional in being a two back, being in regular personnel, doing things like that, tossing the football from under center. That's a thing to challenge with a couple of the quarterbacks we got working now is getting them under center. They had very few reps under center last year, and I'm asking them to do that this year and some of the things that we do. I'll play some two tight stuff. They did some of that the last year, but they were really more intentional being more spread, more like 20 personnel, being more 10 personnel than probably what I'd be. I like to play more with the tight end. In terms of, because I like it helps us dictate fronts. You know, defensively, I think you'll see some similarities. We're in an even front defensively, and they were an even front last year. We'll play more kind of a 4-2 instead of they were a 4-3. Play a little bit more different coverages and those things. But overall, I think you know from a casual fan looking in the stands, they may not see a scheme wise that much difference from what they had from the previous staff.
And Wes grew up playing quarterback. Okay, did you say two shoulder injuries?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's not good for a quarterback.
No.
But you've made that transition to tight end. Tell us about that transition and what it's been like changing positions.
Yeah, you know, it's been tough. Like playing my whole life, playing quarterback from like flag football in preschool to like playing middle school football to high school. It was tough, and especially like freshman year, it was COVID, so played 3 football games that year. My sophomore year, played quarterback. It was about the 5th game. I just took a hit and tore my labrum in my shoulder, so I only played 5 games my sophomore year. And then same thing last year as junior. It was about the 5th game. I tore my labrum again. So, you know, I've only played 13 high school football games. Not 3 of them were freshman games. Most of them were JV games and stuff. So I'm, like, kind of getting into that varsity level and stuff. And so, you know, just I hear a lot of people say, like, you're always guaranteed 40 high school games. But I've played 15 in 3 years. And so it's like, I got cut off on a lot of mine, so I'm just trying to make the most of what I can.
Absolutely, and you know what? These last more than 10. You're going to play more than 10, okay, this year. Make the most out of it. But, man, great respect from this chair to be able to change positions and do what you can to get on the field, do what you can to help your team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been a struggle with it. I've had a few injuries in my life, and so I've had 6 surgeries on my body, and so it's definitely taking a toll and stuff, but it's not slowing me down. Just trying to see however I can get on the football field and play.
That is awesome. Marcus, wide receiver your entire football career?
Yes, sir. That's what I guess in middle school I played quarterback for 1 year at Lesher, but otherwise I've been wide receiver.
That's a big quarterback, which is kind of the trend, Coach.
It is. You know, it's definitely true. Well, the thing you don't think about in terms of, I think the casual fan doesn't think about, is the height of your quarterback being able to see over the offensive line. Shoot, all of our offensive linemen right now are over 6 foot tall. You know, you got Gage over there. She would see 6'6", 6'5". And so, you know, being able to see over the line of scrimmage is a challenge. And, you know, one of our guys that we're working at quarterback, Tyler's younger brother, Nick, that's one of the he's a little bit shorter out of the two. And so one of the things we've had to talk to him about, hey, you got to really work on getting away from line of scrimmage so you can see. We'll do some sprint out pass with both our quarterbacks to be able to kind of create that. Because I think throughout my career as a coach, I've always had kind of shorter quarterbacks and guys that have kind of been more athletes than big quarterbacks. So trying to work that, you kind of got to work around that a little bit. And I think that's the essence of high school football, is to be able to take your kids and then be able to put them into a system, put them into a group of plays or scheme that kind of fits what they do.
Okay, I got to ask some serious questions now, Marcus. Favorite place, lunch place, to go in Fort Collins?
Oh, some of my teammates would disagree, but mine's Panda Express.
A Panda Express guy.
Yeah.
Okay, that we haven't had that answer yet. Wes, are you tagging along, or are you going a different route?
I'm going across the street to Chick-fil-A. That's where I'm going.
Chick-fil-A. You know, it seems like Chick-fil-A is always on that top. Now, Raising Cane's.
That's where we go, man.
That's where Coach is headed.
We got to have fried chicken and French fries when I go out to eat, because that's all I got my youngest son, Carson. That's all he eats. So the Cane's chicken is a winner. And what's the other one? We just ate there the other day, a Comet Chicken in Fort Collins. Big hit in my family. You go to Comet Chicken, you get your chicken and french fries and soda pop, and then you walk across the street and go get your ice cream at Walrus. I can do that every weekend, and I'd be the greatest dad in the world.
That's awesome. Okay, pregame superstitions or rituals? And anything, you may want to change some of yours with all your injuries, Wes, but any superstitions, Wes?
Not really. Kind of just get the prayer in before the game. That's just about it for me. So
I love hearing that, man.
I got some weird superstitions that I do. But for me, well, I always like get in my mindset. I listen to music a lot. But then a lot of people would make fun of me for it, but I puke before every game, like 3 hours before the game, and it gets me ready. And then I slam my head on my helmet, and then I'm ready to go.
That's an original. That's an original.
I would have to ask him if he's puked yet to make sure he's ready to go.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just talking about one of my high school teammates. And, well, we were out at the fair and the rides, and I was making fun of my – he wasn't there, obviously, but I told my wife, I says, yeah, Greg used to just throw up every time we'd get on a ride or something, and before every basketball game. So that was kind of that superstition there. But favorite NFL team?
Got to go with Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Micah, we can keep him in the studio. I know we're running short on time here. Marcus?
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. You know, our outstanding producer, Micah, is he's all smiles now because, you know, I think he always threatens me. If you bring somebody in that's not a Bronco fan, I may turn the microphone off. So anyway, the Bronco guy. Micah, let's go to you. Just one loss for the Broncos this year?
No, they are going to win them all.
They are going to win them all.
Delicious orange Kool-Aid.
It's been a fun morning with these guys. Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Can't thank you enough. First of all, Coach Tedford, congratulations on the new gig. Well-deserved, and I know you're excited. Have a great season, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Wes and Marcus, just go get them. Start it off with Loveland and have a great year. We'll probably be talking again down the road. And Northern Colorado, have a great day out there.